You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. You know what? For years, I used to think that I was an extrovert because I'm the kind of person who is outgoing, and in social situations, I can speak with absolutely everyone. I sometimes enjoy being the center of attention, and I'm not a shy person. So I used to think, and I remember my best friend was also saying, but you're not shy, so you can't be an introvert. You're an extrovert. You are like the most extroverted person I know, right? And then years later, I realized that I was an ambivert. So I can be very, very extroverted in social settings, but I don't recharge in social settings. After being with people, I feel a little bit drained. And I recharge by being alone, completely alone, without anyone. So I realized that part of myself years later, and people who know me would never describe me as an introvert because I don't actually behave as a typical introvert. And that is why I was so confused for years. I didn't know what was the best for me. And lately, my job has been draining me a little bit because during a typical workday, I can talk to around 200 people. And I do enjoy talking to people a lot. And they're my friends. I initiate conversations. I laugh. I'm engaged. They like talking to me. I like talking to them. I like them. But then after a day's work, I feel completely drained. I feel like my social battery is completely empty, and I don't want to make plans outside of work. All I want to do is go home, read a book, and just kind of like zone out just by myself. That's all I want to do after every day's work. So I'm like, oh my God, like this is not normal, because I cannot somehow refill my social battery unless I actually spend the entire day by myself a week. So what I realized that I need that solitude to feel normal again. And this is a non-negotiable thing for me. So now I block that entire day a week in my calendar so I can spend that time just by myself and just doing, but nothing really, just, I don't know, learning, reading, and so on. And I need that day to be completely alone. At least I need at least a day a week. the maximum I need to be alone is 7 days per week. That bad at some point. So I'm just really, really at the moment, I'm in need of solitude. So during that one solitude day per week, if something gets scheduled on that day, I say that, oh, I already have plans. But then my best friend knows me quite a lot and she's like, no, you don't have plans. You have, what do you have to do? And I don't have a good enough answer. And I say, I need some me time. And I say, well, that's not good enough. So sometimes I have to forego that, but it's okay. My best friend is not here now, so not in London at the moment, so that's good. But it's just, I really, really need that day to be by myself. And hey, plans to be with myself, that's plans. That's not something like, okay, yeah, we can cancel that. That's not important appointment. Of course it is. It's my own appointment with myself. That's very important. And what I've realized that this constant social stimulation, it has led me to introvert burnout. And it's real. I joke about it, but I'm actually thinking about finding a quieter job in the future, one that actually would give me some mental space and some time away from people. And I now understand why I love solo hiking and disappearing into nature. And I seek that in every holiday I have, where I'm actually finally able to just be and recharge. And after those long hikes, I end up wanting to have some company in the end, not during the hike. I hate hiking with people. But after the hike, I kind of come back full of energy again and with my social batteries fully charged, and I'm feeling great. The other day, I overheard the conversation of somebody having some holiday with some like family and just kind of like, I don't know, 20 people together having a holiday. And I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine anything worse. And that's not necessarily bad. It's just the way I am. For me, that would be awful. I would rather not have holidays then. Like, what for? So yes. And this attitude towards solitude versus being with people, it really is shaping my life and how my life is developing. I'm 37 years old and I'm child-free and single. And it feels right for me. Like this way of being, it completely feels like I'm in my element. I wouldn't have it in any other way because I don't crave that constant interaction at home. Oh my God, I couldn't imagine anything worse than going back to children and a husband. Like I just, no, I can't even think about it. Like I'm horrified by thinking about it. So it wouldn't work for me. It doesn't mean that this is the wrong choice for somebody else, but I'm just making this podcast episode so people like me are more aware that the way they feel, it's actually normal. It's actually okay to be okay being alone. And my space is sacred. I need that space and I need that time alone for my balance and for my well-being as well. So if you are someone who is on socially, but then you are actually constantly tired, you feel like you're constantly exhausted because of that social interaction, check if you might be an ambivert too, or that you might suffer from a social burnout. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a psychologist, but I am experiencing it myself and it feels very real. So the introvert burnout is real and it has nothing to do with disliking people. It's about how we recharge. If you recharge being alone and maybe you're having too much of a social interaction, well, that might have something to do with the way you are built and that's completely fine. Like don't try to change it and don't try to be more sociable just because. And sometimes I feel like I don't mind not making social plans and that's okay for me. I don't have to all the time be surrounded by people, but to some people, it feels like, wow, Christina has declined some invitations. She might be depressed or stressed or whatever, and I'm not. I just want to be alone. Leave me alone. And I'm joking. Like, please let me know and I will join. And when I join, I actually have a lot of fun. But the thing is, like, I have to have another day, full day to recover. So if I'm working six days per week, my day off is going to be for me. But if I'm working 5 days per week, I can absolutely make plans during that one day. And then as long as I have that one day a week fully to myself. So yes, please keep inviting me. Thank you. So yes, I would like to conclude this episode by saying that you're not weird for being different. Just embrace your weirdness and don't listen to anyone. So if you like this episode, please, please, please share it with someone who might like it too and who might need it. This podcast grows mainly and only solely by people sharing it with other people, and that's how it actually gets spread, because otherwise it doesn't. Otherwise no one listens to it. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that anything I say here, it's not individual financial or life advice. Please always do your own research before making any financial or any life decisions, before breaking up with everybody. Have a great Sunday. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.